You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul is about the performing arts in our area. I'm Lisa Berry. Joining me is local journalist and A2 Arts Attic blogger, Jen McKee. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And we brought in a special guest, the Neutral Zone Adult Music Coordinator, Charlie Reichel. And for those who may not know, the Neutral Zone is a youth-driven teen center in downtown Ann Arbor. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
We're here today talking about Live on Washington, which is an annual kind of big street party concert that Neutral Zone puts on. So tell us a little bit about this year's lineup.
We've got a great lineup this year featuring 20 different teen acts and two headliners coming from Chicago and New York City. We're really excited. It's going to feature 50 different high school performers from Ypsilanti, Ann Arbor, Chicago, New Jersey. We've got people coming from all over the country, and we're going to do performances from 3 to 10 p.m. on June 3rd on two different stages, one massive stage with awesome professional lighting in the street, and then one inside of our teen center in our B-side venue.
So it's a big annual outdoor concert.
It is, yeah.
And who's headlining this year?
This year we've got Jamila Woods headlining from Chicago. Oh. We're really excited about it.
Here's one of her songs. What song is this?
This is called Black Girl Soldier.
So just one of the performers you'll hear is part of the event coming up on June 3rd.
That's right.
Are the teen performers, are they kind of all across the board in terms of what kind of music they're performing and creating?
Absolutely. So we have spoken word poetry performing. We have hardcore rock bands coming out. We've got jazz funk fusion bands going to perform. We've got hip hop acts. We've got R&B singers. It's going to be we've got folk music, too, on our acoustic stage inside. It's going to be a whole beautiful cross section of the youth music in our community.
And another headliner is Leaf. Could you tell us a little bit about Leaf?
Yeah, absolutely. So Leaf is an R&B singer coming from New York City, and she's worked with a whole bunch of different rap artists in the trap scene, including Lil Yachty and many others. But she's been on the come up, releasing lots of singles in the past few years.
Who is the event for? Who are you targeting?
Well, this is partially an event for young people to learn how to curate an arts festival. So we've had 25 youth coming every week to the Neutral Zone to meet with me and Mary Moffitt, our community relations director there, since September. And we're presenting it for all the teenagers in Ann Arbor, all of the adults in Ann Arbor, and all the kids, too. It's going to be a very family-friendly environment. We're going to have yard games out, giant Jenga, massive chessboards and things like that, face painting for kids. And we're also going to be featuring a lot of different community partners. So we're going to be bringing in health and music resources that teenagers can use to present to our audience as well.
If hip, mature adults like Jen and I came, would that be okay?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's totally free and open to everybody.
Open to everybody. Yeah, okay. Right. And it's part of the process that the teens at the Neutral Zone help put it together. They learn from this?
That's exactly right. We've had young people do grant writing and screen printing of T-shirts, designing of festival posters. They've been out in the streets putting flyers up. They do everything from asking other teenagers to submit through a formal curational process, and then they decide who should be in the performances and what order they should go in. They truly decide every facet of this event and have authentic decision-making power throughout.
Is this a rain or shine event?
This is absolutely a rain or shine event. We've had rain before, and we've had massive dance parties and torrential downpours that have been beautiful.
Yeah, it probably makes it even more fun sometimes.
It does.
Yeah.
That being said, we hope for a little sunshine
this
year.
That's right. Well, it's Live on Washington, and it's happening June 3rd. Tell us, wrap it up one more time for us.
That's right. And if you're looking for more information, you could go to liveonwashington.com or find our Facebook event or follow us on Instagram or on Twitter.
And we'll have the information on our webpage, too, WEMU.org. Charlie Reichel, Neutral Zone Adult Music Coordinator, thanks for joining us for this part of Art and Soul.
Thank you for having me.
Jen, what else is going on around town? Oh, it's busy summer season for sure.
Yeah, June kind of kicks in with a bang. You know, you've got the Ann Arbor Summer Festival kind of kicking in pretty quickly. June 3rd or June 6th is the first event with Diana Krall. But there's also some outdoor theater events coming up. You've got Shakespeare in the Arb, which is a local favorite. We've had director Kate Mendeloff come in before. Sure. And talk about the show. This year's show for Shakespeare in the Arb is The Tempest, and that's running from June 8th through the 25th in Nichols Arboretum. You start at the Peony Garden entrance, pick up your tickets there at about 6:30. You can't really reserve tickets, but That's where you buy the tickets the night of the performance. The box office opens at 5:30. And as I said, that's like Thursday through Sunday evening. So it's a really nice event. It's a traveling event, so you have to be prepared to kind of move around the park as the scenes change.
Really? Mm-hmm. I haven't had a chance to go yet. So you go and you sit in the great, amazing Peony Garden, and you sit outside and you watch Shakespeare. But each act is played somewhere else in the park?
Well, it's not each act per se. It's, you know, you may have a couple scenes here, and then they'll kind of give you a signal, and you kind of follow the people who are running the show to the next location and then go on to the next location. So you probably by the end of the night, you may be in, you know, maybe about 7 or 8 different locations for the course of the show. So it's really a neat thing. Penny Seats Theater Company is another local company, and they put on shows at the West Park at the West Park Bandshell. This time, starting June 15th, they're putting on Renaissance Man, which is a world premiere by local playwright Joseph Zettelmeyer, who's also directing the show. And that's kind of a play on Macbeth, but it's set in a Renaissance fair. So it's people kind of who play these characters who are kind of playing out this comedic shortened version of the Macbeth story.
And it's put together by someone local.
It is.
I finally got to go to the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea to see my buddy David McGregor's show, and they got something new opening soon.
They do. Well, something new and something old, because it's a new production for them, but it's Harvey, which I know artistic director Guy Sandville has been wanting to do for a long time. He loves the story. A lot of people know the old movie starring Jimmy Stewart about this man who sees this rabbit, this giant rabbit that he calls Harvey, and nobody else can see him. And so it's kind of a comedy, but it's also kind of a sweet little story. And that starts June 15th at the Purple Rose Theater.
It runs through the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
And also a great author coming to town.
Yes, one of my favorites, Roxane Gay, who is kind of a superstar feminist essayist of the time right now. She's being presented by Literati, but she is at Hill Auditorium on June 16th and at 7 p.m. The tickets are $35.50, but that includes a copy of her book. And as I said, she's kind of like a major voice right now who's putting out a lot of content, and people are really reading and following her insights. And she has a new book out called Hunger.
Hunger. And then the Michigan Theater, of course, they've got Cinetopia going on. I'm sure we're hearing a lot about that with David Fair on Cinema Chat. That's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else is happening at the Michigan Theater?
On June 17th, Joe Jackson's playing. A lot of people know him from his hit Steppin' Out, among other big hits for him. That is June 17th at 8 p.m.
And if you want to hear Laith Alsaadi, he's going to be at our Blues Barbecue coming up on June 1st. There's still a chance to get into that ticket. There's very few tickets left, but you can support WEMU, and you can also attend that great Blues Barbecue and hear Laith Alsaadi in person.
Yeah, he'll have a busy day that day because he's also kicking off the Sonic Lunch Free Lunch Concert Series in Ann Arbor that day also. So if you want to see Laith twice, you'll have your opportunity.
For people who don't know, what is Sonic Lunch? How does
Sonic
that work?
Lunch is a kind of, they have a couple food carts out there that sell food, but also you can just kind of bring your own lunch or bring a takeout meal and just kind of sit outside and enjoy the music. It's a really great event. It's a weekly concert series that runs through the summer.
A lot of these things say summer is coming, so bring it on. We're ready. We enjoy the entertainment and the relaxation, and we always enjoy your input, Jen McKee. And again, thanks to Charlie Reichel of the Neutral Zone of telling us about Live on Washington. We'll have all that information for you on our website, WEMU.org. I'm Lisa Berry. This is Art and Soul.